Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin, this is a welcome development. I don't know how far it's going to go. As you know, we have a gerrymandered legislature. Democrats get 50 or more percent of the vote each time. Republicans get two-thirds, 66 or some odd percent of the assembly. Overwhelming number of state senators because of gerrymandering, only because of gerrymandering. So they should be able to ramp through anything they want, right? Well, let's slow down a little bit. Republicans have put out a bill to overhaul Wisconsin election laws, very much along the lines of Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and even Iowa. But we aren't Texas. Wisconsin is not Georgia. Wisconsin's not Arizona. And we haven't followed the right-wing example of Iowa. This is Wisconsin. We don't put up with a lot of stuff. This is the home of Fighting Bob La Follette, who founded the Progressive Movement and the Republican Party, which merged with the Democratic Party in 1949 at a famous convention in Green Bay. And in their meeting, the Republicans were led by, among others, Gaylord Nelson, Republican, but progressive. Democrats were led by, among others, Bill Proxmire and Pat Lucey, Democrats. They merged. They all became Democrats, including Gaylord Nelson and others. And they forged one of the greatest advances in Wisconsin's economy in history following 1950 until Scott Walker. 60 years it lasted. Now, so what is it about this election law? You know that Tony Evers will veto it. Of course he'll veto it. But if, God forbid, the Republicans ever get in, this is the bill that will be passed in a heartbeat the day after a Republican governor gets in. So pay attention to this. I'll give you a couple of examples. It severely limits absentee voting. Severely limits it. But one of the things it does is it badly hurts people with disabilities, physical disabilities. And among other things, it requires intrusion of them on whether they need to vote absentee. And the thing that I can't believe is it requires this. If somebody votes absentee out of a nursing home, it requires the local clerk to call the nursing home and talk to the person and say, did you really intend to vote? I'm not kidding. Did you really intend to vote? Your grandma's in a nursing home somewhere. She votes absentee. You bring her the absentee ballot, which you wouldn't be able to do under this new law anyway, but somehow she gets an absentee ballot. Doctor says that it would be hard for her to stand in line or whatever. She's 92 years old. She has difficulty walking. She has COPD, difficulty breathing on an oxygen tube. And then they mull it over and say, well, on balance, maybe she can vote. I'm not kidding. This is what it is. Then the clerk's going to call. My great aunt May was up in a nursing home run by the sisters in Lemira. It's a wonderful nursing home. If this had happened back then, she passed in the early 90s. If this had happened back then, she would have gotten a call, Aunt May. They wouldn't have called her Aunt May. I call her Aunt May. I did. They'd call her May. May. I see you voted, May. Did you really intend to vote? What is this? What is this, Russia? Is this Saudi Arabia? This is Voss. This is the gerrymandered Republicans. This was going to go through, and it may still, except in the committee, the chairwoman Republican of the Senate Election Committee sided with the Democrats, said this is too much. Represents a rural area. Some rural people vote Republican, but if their Aunt Mays start getting calls, like they're idiots, saying, did you really intend to vote? Why'd you intend to vote? Who'd you vote for? We got to check, make sure. You said you voted for Biden? May, Aunt May, you voted for Biden? This is what you're going to get. And you're going to get it in Ladysmith, and you're going to get it in Marinette, and you're going to get it in Merrill. See? You're going to get it in Monroe. You're going to get it in Random Lake. You're going to get it in Jump River, not just in Milwaukee and Madison. This is disgusting. Flat out disgusting. and it is a product of gerrymandering. So, is the chair, the Republican chairwoman of the Senate Elections Committee, representing a rural Senate district, she going to weaken and cave when she gets a private meeting with LeMahieu, the head Republican in the Senate, and Voss? He's the manservant of their donors. Get her in a room, threatening her. What if she gets a call directly from Eline, Northern Illinois, or Hendricks of Beloit, or the remaining Koch brother, somebody from ALEC, say, I can't believe you did that. Don't you like your job? Don't you like your job? Yeah, I know that you think the pay ain't great, but you know, you're a state senator. You go into the supper club up there and people look at you admiringly. If you go into that supper club and you're not in the Senate anymore, they will not look at you at all, much less admiringly. This is what's happening. This is what happened. A clerk under this bill has to call people in nursing homes in disbelief, saying, you really voted? You know, there's a lot of elderly people who are scared, alone, who are not going to welcome that kind of call. It's going to frighten them. They may not vote the next time to avoid the call. That is why they are doing it. That is the purpose of doing it. So if you think you're a Republican, you think you're somehow a conservative, whatever that means anymore, Trump's not a conservative. What conservatives are left? Maybe Mitt Romney is the only one with integrity, but that is what is happening. So the word is that this will probably go forward anyway. They will beat her up. They will beat her up. And they have enough of a margin to get it through. It'll go to the floor anyway, even without recommendation. And they will be told what to do. The Republican legislators stumbling, burping, and yawning every day about 10 o'clock. Reach out for the ALEC sheet, what they're supposed to do that day. Androids, largely androids and Stepford wives. And they will vote to impose these restrictions. They don't know history. We're not Texas. We're not Georgia. We're not Arizona. Wisconsin was the state, one of the first states to send troops south to Shiloh, Gettysburg East, Antietam, the toughest battles of the Civil War, regiments from Racine, Milwaukee, Madison, Janesville, La Crosse, elsewhere. And now we've healed as a nation. Starting to crack again a little bit. We've got to heal those cracks, but I'll tell you what. If they are going to call old age homes and intimidate 90-year-olds in bad health, and the Republicans vote for it, at long last, is there anybody out there who thinks he's a Republican and is going to vote for this? And if you are, you're betraying America. You are betraying America. The United States is experiencing a lot of other challenges. Foreign policy challenges. Yesterday, it was announced that a jihadist group massacred more than 130 people in Burkina Faso in Africa. Before we get into that, I'm going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Betsy, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind, eh, Betsy?
Thank you, Matt. Hey, just to back up about the elderly, I don't know if I should call and kind of say what's going on with me, but this has to do with a relative who's elderly and a veteran and on oxygen, and they want to take his driver's license away, and he doesn't drive. But he doesn't want his driver's license taken away because he's afraid he might not be able to vote properly. And he's never, you know, on and on and on about. So I don't know. Generally, he's not behind the wheel anyway. But if he didn't have a driver's license, could he even own a car? You know, and on and on and on. It's just really hard for the elderly. When I take him to vote, he waits in the car and someone comes out and helps him vote. But voting is very important, especially to him. He's a veteran, and he's well aware that, you know, our democracy is under attack. And as long as he's alive and kicking, he wants to vote. He wants to have a say. And I just think that our elderly are just getting shoved aside. And it's just so sad that it's even the Republican Party, because most of these people supported the Republican Party their whole life and then just get stabbed in the back. You know, his driver's license doesn't expire till 2025. He's 87 years old, but yet they're making him jump through these hoops of, you know, can I keep my driver's license? I think medically, no, he shouldn't drive. But he doesn't drive anyway.
Right.
But he just, that power of, you know, he's being responsible and not getting behind the wheel, but they want to take his right to, he said, if I had to just drive up to the store for 1 minute, you know, he could do that, you know. But so I'm going on and on. Now, thanks for letting me vent. You're the best again, Matt. I love your show. I hope you have a good day. Thank you
very much, Betsy. That is terrific. We're going to go to one more quick call before the break. We're about to go to the break. Do not hang up. There's going to be a lot more back after the break. I just want to respond to Betsy a little bit. That is the most poignant expression of the problem that I've heard. It was from the heart. It's much more important than anything I've said. And for her relative to worry about not being able to vote if he gives up his license, they'll say, oh, you can vote, you can stand in line somewhere and get a state ID, which we used to charge for until we were told by the courts not to. They are impairing the ability of the elderly and physically handicapped to vote. That at long last has got to be stopped. We're going to a break. Stay on the line. I'll get to you right away. Line just still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.